there is much appreciation in our hearts. For being here these 2 days. We have seen that the general theme that is going to be the content of this conference is the reality of the body of Christ. As we speak, we pray that the Lord would remove all familiarity with the theme, that we might come to him as poor in spirit. It's good to see that when the Lord began his speaking about the constitution of the church as the kingdom of God, the first thing he said is that we must be poor in spirit. Not poor of spirit, but poor in spirit. Empty in spirit, so we can receive the new, the fresh, that makes the heart of the Lord beat these days. Are we ready to receive it? This speaking, we're going to speak messages 1, 3, and 5 of the conference of the Thanksgiving conference. In the month of November. It seems like a familiar theme to all of us, an expression that is commonly used, the reality of the body of Christ in all our meetings. But dear saints, in terms of our understanding, in terms of our living and experience, perhaps we're not so clear. As a matter of fact, 35 years ago, on the 29th of December in 1984, that we had that meeting, historic meeting, in a stadium called Mickey Mouse in Rio Piedras. And there, some of us spoke something about the body of Christ. We said something about the body of Christ, and another brother said a little something about the body of Christ. But what did we see then? I want to compare myself to that blind man in Mark 8, that the Lord, in his mercy, the Lord not only touched him, but something came out of his mouth, saliva came out of his mouth, and he began to see something. He began to see something. He began to see men moving as trees. I don't know if 35 years ago I was seeing something. And I don't know how much I am seeing today. But I thank the Lord that the Lord has been speaking to us during all this time. He has kept us in his actual and maximum recovery, speaking to us the words that come out of his mouth, to give us light, because his word is light. This man was blind. It was a matter of darkness. He needed light. And only the word of the Lord, the speaking of the Lord, the current speaking of the Lord in his recovery has kept us up till today seeing a little more. But if the Lord has desired that we share this burden, it's because he wants to introduce us rapidly, more rapidly, in the reality of the body of Christ. and we're not speaking about the vision of the body of Christ, perhaps we have seen something. We are not speaking about the practical speaking of the body of Christ. We are going to speak about the reality of the body of Christ. We pray that we can all be introduced into another sphere, that the Lord can transport us to a sphere of light where we can see what we have not seen. And we can enter into what we have seen, and we can live what we have seen, including that we can become what we have seen, that we can become the vision itself. Now, the reality of the body of Christ. The difficult word here is reality. You're going to hear it many times from this outline and from our mouth. And if we leave just speaking reality, reality, we trust that the Lord will help us to see something. Now, I remember that John 18, there was a conversation between a politician, a Roman politician, and the Lord Jesus. What were they speaking? In verse 37, the Lord said to Pilate, therefore to him, so then you are a king? Jesus answered, you say that I am a king. For this I have been born, and for this I have come into the world, that I would testify to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth, the Lord said, I was born for this I have come to the world to give testimony of the truth, to the truth. And the word truth here is reality, from the ancient Greek, Alicia. I don't know if there's anybody here named Alicia, but Alicia means truth, reality. It seems that the reality was in front of Pilate. This weekend, we are covering this theme, and once again, we should not suppose that we know this. Why has the Lord brought us this far, brought us here today? The recovery of the Lord has gone into a new stage. And the burden is that all the saints in the locality enter into this fresh new stage. Yes, we know that the recovery is on the stage of intensification. But what do we say with this? In what new stage has the Lord entered? And perhaps we can trace this until 2 years ago in the conference, the Chinese-speaking conference, when the saints started speaking about the burden in the Lord's heart about the new man. Remember? About the new man? The goal of the Lord's recovery is to produce the new man. The new man that is created, that was created in the cross of Christ, it needs to be produced, brought into existence. And this is the burden that the Lord has given to the recovery, producing the new man. And then we spoke about the spiritual war of the church in the new covenant. The thought of the spiritual war to produce this new man. This new man that is not just to gather people of different nations. We are the new man, and we are constituted of the same reality that is the new man. For this, we have to go into battle. We are at war so that the new man can be produced. And then lastly, in the crystallization study of Numbers, we have been speaking about the forming of the army, the priestly army. We have not gone into war yet. That's when we get to Joshua, maybe in a year and a half, in the crystallization study of Joshua. We're still in the sphere of forming the army. And we pray for growth in life. We are praying for maturity, that we might mature more quickly so that we can reach this spiritual age of 20 years old, 20 years spiritual age, so we have had enough experiences, that we have had experiences of life, so we can enter into the reality of living in the reality of the body. And now we continue with this burden of the body of Christ. When the saint started speaking about the new man about 2 years ago, this burden was revisited 40 years later. Brother Lee has spoken about the new man 40 years ago, 42 years ago. And we all realized later on that we were still not ready for that speaking. There were a lot of attacks, and the burden of the new man disappeared, and now we are touching the reality of the body of Christ. What is this? The same thing has happened with this burden. Brother Lee passed away in 97. In 94, he spoke about the reality of the body of Christ. Of course, that was preceded by the definition of the height of the revelation. God became man so that man could be his complement, to make his man God in life, in nature, but never in his deity. And we will not say it. We have never said that, and we will not say it. In life, in nature, in function, that is the reality of the body of Christ. That is the reality of the body of Christ. As the top of the revelation of the economy of God. This is very high. This top is to produce the organism of the triune God, which is the body of Christ in reality. It is not to say that we have reached the summit of the revelation. After that, he passed 3 years later. He passed away 3 years later. And in one of his diaries, the brothers found a note. He wrote that on May 9th, 1994. And the conference with this was delivered about the reality of the body of Christ was 29 or 30 of May. In that note, he already knew that his death was imminent. He was very ill. He asked the Lord, "Lord, in this little time that I have left of life, what should my ministry emphasize?" And the Lord says, "Speak about the life of the body and the reality of the body of Christ." But he had already spoken a lot about the body of Christ, and abundantly and richly. What's the reality of the body of Christ that we have not entered into yet? Its development has been very slow. The Lord has imparted something into us after these 24 years that our brother went to be with the Lord. We have to say amen to this. But the development of the reality of the body of Christ has been slow. So we must pray, Lord, bring us deep into this matter. Maybe we have the expression, but what about the reality, the intrinsic reality? Brothers and sisters, if we don't have the intrinsic reality, then everything that we do, everything that we have, even if we had a locality of 1,000 saints and they all function, that would still all be empty because it would be lacking of the intrinsic reality. I'm going to read about what our brother expressed. In this message, we come to the highest summit of the economy of God, the reality of the body of Christ. We know the expression, the body of Christ. It's possible that we also have the revelation of the body of Christ. Nevertheless, we have to admit that until now, in the last 72 years, during such a long period, we have seen very little of the reality of the body of Christ within us and among us. I don't refer to the revelation or to the vision of the body of Christ, but to the reality. This reality has no relationship with any type of organization, nor with anything that remains in the sphere of organization. No, it has nothing to do with that. Furthermore, the reality of the body of Christ is not a system, because no system is organic. The reality of the body of Christ is something totally organic. But if together, being enlightened by the spirit of reality, we submerge into this so we can climb this mountain. And we go into the outline that we have here. Let's read all of us together. The reality of the body, the spirit of reality being the reality of the body of Christ. The reality. Once again, I say the key word here is reality. And the difficult word, if we go to a dictionary, defines reality as the state of being real. This table appears to be real, exists. But will it be here 50 years later or 100 years? Then it's not real. This table is not real. Now, a higher definition, a more philosophical definition, reality is something that exists independently of everything else, of everything. It exists independent from everything else, and everything is derived from this. Oh, this definition is a little higher. It's something that exists independent of everything else, and everything derives from it. It's not bad, but I have a better one. Do you want to hear it? Christ said, I am the reality. In John 14:6, he said, I am the reality. That means that we finish the message. He is the reality. Christ is the reality. He is reality of all things. But I think I must speak a little more. So reality really is a person. There is something in this universe that fills all. And it is this person that is reality, the person of the triune God. Now we're speaking about the church. We are talking about the body of Christ. And the church has a reality. What is the reality that the church has? It's the spirit of reality, the the person of the triune God that went through this process and it consummated when it transfigured in resurrection as the spirit of reality. That is the reality of the church as the body of Christ. And also, we can see many times that the Bible says that the spirit is reality. In a certain sense, we can even say that man has some reality. What do we have of reality? Of course, it's not our body. The other day, the son of one of the trainees, 5 years old, he looked at me. He said, "Brother Antonio, why do you have so many wrinkles?" And his mother came to help him. That means that my body is not real. It can be here 10 more years, 20 more years. But there is something real in our, something real in our spirit, in our human spirit, our human spirit. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 2, that nobody knows the things of man but the spirit of man that is in him. There is something genuine in us. It's our human spirit. Now we are speaking about the body of Christ, that this body of Christ has a reality. What is the reality? The spirit of reality. In number one, Romans, the writings of John reveal that the Spirit is the Spirit of reality. We're going to speak about the Spirit of reality from the writings of John. And here we have some portions, John 14, 15, and 16. It was along this course that the Lord gave to his disciples before he left to leaving his death and coming back in his resurrection. In John 17, even the spirit of reality, whom the world cannot receive because it does not behold him or know him, but you know him because he abides with you and shall be in you. The spirit of reality remains with us and will be in you. Only the Lord himself could say these words. This is the first time in the New Testament where the Spirit is spoken of as the Spirit that dwells among in the believers. And this, the Lord spoke about this when he's talked. The Spirit of reality is with you and will be in you. John 15, 26. But when the Comforter comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of reality, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify concerning me. The Spirit of reality proceeds from the Father and gives testimony about the Son, John 16, 13, and 14. But when the Spirit of reality comes, he will guide you into all the reality. For he will not speak from himself, but what he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me. For he will receive of mine and will declare it to you. What wonderful portions of scripture. They're revealing us the spirit of reality. The spirit of reality in John 14. What does it produce in John 14? It produces the house of the Father with its many dwellings, the organism of the Father, and what gives reality to the house of the Father is the spirit of reality. In John 15, we see the sun as a vine. What gives reality to the church as the vine? The spirit of reality. And in John 16, we see that the newborn of the spirit, the organism of spirit, the baby of the spirit, this is the result of the spirit of reality. The spirit of reality today is doing its function. It's producing that as a reality of the body of Christ. Amen. Letter A. In the whole universe, only one is real. The triune God. Only the triune God is the reality. How precious. There is only one reality in the whole universe, and that reality is the triune God. The God Father, the Son, the God Spirit as the triune God. Only He is the reality. In 1 John 5:20, I like this portion. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we might know Him who is true. And we are in Him who is true. In His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. The real God is the reality of this universe. The Alicia God. Is there anything in this world that is not real, that is not reality? Solomon helped us in this. Remember in Ecclesiastes 1, a man that was full of wisdom and also full of riches, he tried everything. And finally, what was his conclusion? Everything is vain. Everything is vanity. It's like chasing after the wind, to trap the wind. To chase after the wind, that means to eat the wind. Everything in this world is like eating the wind. There is only one reality in this universe, and that is the triune God. In the New Testament economy of God, letter B, in God's New Testament economy, the Spirit has the attribute of reality. Number one, reality is the all-inclusive attribute of the Spirit of God, for it includes the Father, Christ the Son, and all the divine items and entities. How wonderful this attribute of reality of God. How good to see the economy of God. If we had not seen the economy of God, we cannot enjoy that this attribute is a wonderful attribute and all-inclusive of the Spirit of God. Why all-inclusive? Because it includes God, the Father, and all the items and entities, divine entities. What for? So we can understand them or to study them? No, not necessarily. But for our experience. Today, the Spirit of reality brings everything that the triune God is in the Father, the Son, brings it to us for our experience. So it can be the internal reality, not only of all that we do, but of our living. Praise the Lord that He is the Spirit of reality. Number two, the spirit is the all-inclusive reality. Reality, therefore, is one of the most marvelous attributes of the Spirit. We have to read 1 John 5:6. This is He who came through water and blood, Jesus Christ, not in the water only, but in the water and in the blood. And the Spirit is he who testifies, because the Spirit is the reality. What a simple definition. The Spirit is the reality. Why? Because it makes real everything. The Father, the sources. The Father has many riches, and the Son is inexhaustible, rich in his riches. And the Spirit brings to us all these riches and makes them real to us. There is no doubt that we must rejoice in this. Number three, according to the context, the reality in John 16:13 refers to all that the triune God is and has. Reality. Everything that the triune God is and has. Again, John 16:13. But when he, the Spirit of reality, comes, he will guide you into all the reality. For he will not speak from himself, but what he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are coming. You can see and appreciate again the sequence. The Father is the source of these riches, which are expressed in the Son. The Son, inexhaustibly rich as the expression of these riches, the Spirit of reality makes real, communicates to us, speaks, hears what he hears from the Son to impart it to us. Amen. Letter C. The Spirit of reality is the reality of the triune God. That is, he is the reality of all that the triune God is, all that he has accomplished, and all that he has attained and obtained. What a beautiful definition. What a precious definition. What is the Spirit of reality? The Spirit of reality is the reality of the triune God. Is to say, is the reality of everything the triune God is, everything the triune God has reached, has obtained, has achieved, has all this is being communicated to us through the Spirit of reality. Oh, how wonderful that we have the Spirit of reality. If we don't have the Spirit of reality, everything is doctrine. Nothing is reality. The Father is light. He lives in inaccessible light. The Son is life. He came so we might have life. In him was the life. The Spirit now imparts to us all the riches of the light of life as reality. As reality. Do you like all this repetition? You're not bored? I think the word reality appears in this outline 76 times. Oh, how precious. Why does the Lord speak to us until it goes deep into us? So it really goes deep into us. We're not here to have doctrine or to speak doctrine, but reality. Oh, Lord Jesus, introduce us more rapidly into the reality of the body of Christ. Make this our experience. That's what D is. D, apart from the Spirit of reality, in our experience, we cannot have the triune God or any of the divine attributes. The reality of the triune God and of all his attributes is the Spirit of reality. The Father in its being is a composition of divine attributes that has given to the Son. The Son now through the Spirit of reality communicates to us imparts them to us so that these can become our experience. Amen. Let's go to Roman numeral 2. The spirit of reality guides us into all the reality. Guides us. We must pay attention to this phrase, guides us. Not only, it doesn't tell us go that way, there's reality that way. It guides us. It's more something more intimate. It's something more personal, more subjective. A, only that which is in the spirit of reality is spiritual reality. Only that which is in the spirit of reality is spiritual reality. It's the spirit of reality. Outside of the spirit of reality, the spirit of reality has nothing. Everything that is in the spirit of reality is reality. Number one, all spiritual things must be in the spirit of reality before they can be real, living, and organic. In other words, all the spiritual matters that we might touch in the life of the church, in the meetings, in our living, all spiritual matters have a reality that is in this spirit. Because this spirit is the one that executes all the spiritual things for the church, to fill the church of this reality. In number two, the spirit of reality is the executor of all spiritual things. Brother Watchman Nee has a little pamphlet called The Spirit of Reality. The Spirit of Reality. I recommend this to you so you can look for it. You can the Holy Spirit and the reality. It's not that I'm giving you an assignment, it's that I recommend you. So you can read it, so you can see a little more, you know, atmosphere of prayer. This message is full of reality. What is the spiritual reality? We can say that this spiritual reality is spiritual. It's not physical. Therefore, even though we speak about it, the words are not the reality. The words that I'm speaking are not the reality. Yes, hallelujah. The divine reality can be expressed in the daily living. The legal formalities are not reality. Even though they can manifest in our conduct, the human effort is not the reality either. The spirit of truth is the spirit of reality. Therefore, this spiritual reality has to be in the Holy Spirit. Because only in the Holy Spirit is reality. This spiritual reality goes beyond the persons and things. It goes beyond. As I speak, I pray that the Lord will transport you to the sphere where things that cannot be seen in the earthly sphere can be seen in the mystical sphere. Now, as we speak, that's our trust. Because the spiritual reality goes beyond people, things, including our words. Only what proceeds from the Holy Spirit is the spiritual reality. Watchman Nee gave two examples in this message of spiritual matters that we manage. normally in the church life, in our meetings. Two examples. First, he speaks about baptism. Only the spirit of reality can fill the baptism with reality. Speaks about the breaking of bread in the Lord's table. Another example is the worship, the worshiping. The Father is looking for those that worship him in Alicia. In truth, our worship can only be filled with the spiritual reality if we touch the spirit of reality. He spoke about giving thanks, about praising, about prayer as another example. Our prayers touch reality. He spoke about the body of Christ, about the old man, his crucifixion, according with Christ, the knowledge of Christ, forgiveness. Do we forgive with reality? Humility, it's another example. And also another example is love. And particularly, he stopped and spoke about the church. And I want to read a small amount, if you will allow me. I would like to share about the practice of the body of Christ. It's important that we see that the life of Christ does not consist in behaving according to some rules, but it is a matter of spiritual reality. When we have this reality, we touch the church, and as a result, we don't act in an independent way, but we follow the movement of the body of Christ in everything we do. Suppose we had something important to do, and we want to practice the life of the body. This does not mean that we should call all the saints so we can go over the matter, so that then we can come to a conclusion and follow a specific procedure and in a proper way. But we must have fellowship with other saints, no matter how many, and touch the reality of the life of the body. If we don't touch the reality, the spiritual reality, even if we receive the unanimous approval of the whole congregation, what we will obtain will be simply opinions coming from the flesh and not the body of Christ, not the life of the body of Christ. Only those who touch the spiritual reality can live the life of the body of Christ. Therefore, it is not a matter including of calling the whole church and coming to one accord about certain matters. We need to touch the reality that is in the spirit of reality. From the spirit is where we need to receive the approval. What do you think? This is the life of the body of Christ, which we can express when in the Holy Spirit we touch the reality. Therefore, it is not a body of following a correct procedure. It is to touch the reality, the spiritual reality, before having the body of Christ, the life of the body of Christ. What is the real church? What is the false church? In the eyes of the Lord, there is only one church, the church full of reality. For the Lord, there is only one church, the church that has this reality. Amen. The reality of the body of Christ. Letter D, through the Spirit, the reality. Okay. The spirit of reality guides the believers into all the reality of the triune God and of all divine matters. It is not a matter of having 1,000 saints in one locality, or to do this or to do the other, to have so many activities, including that all prophesies in the meeting. But if we lack of the internal reality without touching the spirit of reality, everything, all that could be empty. So we have to touch this reality in order to advance. in order to go forward in the church life, so we can be more introduced in the body of Christ. What light? In John 16:13, the reality refers to what the Father has. Now we have to see what is reality. The reality refers to what the Father has, to what the Son has, and what the Spirit receives from the Son and from what the Father has. This is reality. Number one, what the Father has is reality. What the Son has is reality. And what the Spirit receives is also reality. What do you say we declare? This point, what the Father has is reality. What the Son has is reality. And what the Spirit receives is also reality. So reality is the person of the triune God. It's precious to see in numeral 2, what the Father has becomes the Son's. What the Son has is received by the Spirit. And what the Spirit receives is disclosed to us. We are the destiny of this transmission. The Father is the source. The Son is the expression. And the Spirit transmits to us all this reality. Oh, how much do I need to touch the Spirit of reality? How precious to see this. We are the destiny. We are the object. What flows from the Spirit of reality, the Spirit of reality to us. Hallelujah. Numeral 3. The Father is embodied in the Son. The Son is transfigured to be the Spirit. And the Spirit is the reaching of the divine Trinity to us. You didn't read this with conviction. If you had declared this with conviction, when it says reaching to us, we would all have jumped. Let's try again. The Father is embodied in the Son. The Son is transfigured to be the Spirit. And the Spirit is the reaching of the divine Trinity to us. Amen. From the source of love comes the rich grace of the sweet love. From the sweet love comes the sweet grace and comes to us through the fellowship and the transmission of the Spirit of reality. Oh, this is wonderful. I'm going to read you something from Message 130. When Brother Lee finished the message of the New Testament, there was something left inside of him. And he spoke another 250-odd messages in the conclusion of the New Testament. This is from Message 130. When the Lord Jesus was upon the earth, the reality had not yet come into man. The reality was present because Christ himself is the reality. But this reality was only among the disciples, but was not inside of them. That's why John 14 says that the Spirit of reality remains with you, but will be in you. Therefore, the Lord said that it was convenient for him to leave that he should live to and be crucified, and that Christ would come back in resurrection as a spirit of reality. His resurrection was only a change of form. In that resurrection, he was transfigured to become the spirit of reality. There was only one man who said in history that said, "I am the reality." But when he was among the disciples, he was still just among them. It was necessary for him to leave. So his death and come back in his resurrection as the second comforter, as the spirit of reality. He was leaving with the purpose of experimenting a change of form, a change of form from flesh into spirit. When this change was realized, his reality would be the reality of the spirit, and the spirit would be the spirit of reality. Then this spirit of reality would come to dwell, would be dwelling in me, in his disciples, to be in them the reality of Christ. Because the spirit of reality has come into us, the reality of Christ now resides in us by the spirit of reality. The spirit of reality is the full realization of the Son after the Spirit has brought us salvation and has regenerated us. He will become in us the reality of the Son himself. Everything that the Son is, everything that the Son has obtained and has achieved, has reached, will be fully forged into us through the Spirit. Therefore, the Spirit becomes the realization of the Son. He is the realization of everything that the Son is and has. This reality is nothing else but Christ himself. This spirit of reality does not guide Christians into doctrines, believers into doctrines, but it guides them into reality. Our spirit of reality guide us into the reality of Christ, introduce us more rapidly to all the saints in the churches in Puerto Rico. Lord, you have your testimony here. In letter E, as the spirit of reality guides us into the divine reality by transmitting this reality into us, the divine reality, the process and consummated triune God, becomes the constituent of our being. This reality must constitute our internal parts. To be in the reality of the body of Christ is to live in the internal parts of Christ, of Jesus. So I anticipate, saints, don't leave. You have to listen to message number 5. To live in the reality of the body of Christ is to live in the internal parts of Christ Jesus. When we live in the internal parts of Christ Jesus, the spirit of reality constitutes every fiber of this reality. How precious. Here we have these verses, Ephesians 3. These verses are a treasure. The Father gives the riches of his glory. By strengthening us in our inner man by his Spirit. That way Christ makes his home in our hearts, in the sphere of faith, so that we can be founded in love. We can be rooted and grounded in love. The spirit of reality strengthens us from out, from inside, not from outside, but from inside. It's inside of us. But when we turn to the Lord, exercise our spirit, the Father strengthens our inner man through this spirit of reality. So it extends more into our internal parts, filling them with this reality. Brother Watchmani has some precious hymns. I encourage our young people to enjoy these hymns. Hymn 104. Watchmani saw this in his experience. Hymn 204. In English is 490. When the Father ne'er was known, the Father came through thee below, that we who lived in our in ignorance might through thyself the Father know. But when the Lord, when thou was here on earth, how scarce were those thyself who knew, a veil there was twixt thee and them. 200 in English is 490. Number 3, now as the Spirit thou hast come, in as the Father came in thee, as we through thee the Father know, now through the Spirit we know thee. Now with the flesh thou now art clothed, then must thou walk with toil around. But as the Spirit in our heart, thou dost apply thyself unbound. The Lord. Number 7. Praise to thy name, no floods our heart. There is no one as dear as thee. For since we know how real thou art, no other one could lovelier be. This is the spirit of reality. The spirit of reality for the body of Christ. Amen. Roman numeral 3. Number 3. We're going to see as the body of Christ lives when it is full of the reality that is in the Father, that is in the Son, and is transmitted through the spirit of reality to us. This weekend, we must pray, Lord, make this, do this in us. Number 3, the Spirit as the reality of the triune God is also the reality of the body of Christ. It's also the reality of the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12, we see that the body has been baptized in the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12, 13. For also in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. So the body of Christ is one entity. Is was born of the spirit of was born of the spirit. Without the spirit, there is no body of Christ. The spirit is the reality of the body of Christ. It's what flows in the body of Christ, making the body of Christ real. There's a prophecy here. Letter B. The reality of the body of Christ is the Spirit whom we have received, experienced, and enjoyed in many aspects. In John 7, we're speaking about the spiritual reality from the writings of John. In John 7, the Lord said a wonderful prophecy. Whoever believes in Him, and He, from their inner, rivers will flow from their inner being. This He spoke about. The Spirit was not yet. The Spirit was not yet ready. We have the Spirit in Genesis, in the book of Genesis, the Spirit that was over the water. And then we have the Spirit of holiness in the Old Testament. But the Spirit that the Lord was speaking about was not yet ready, because He had not yet completed the process of going through death and coming out victoriously through and transfiguring the Spirit of reality, because the Spirit was not yet, because Christ had not yet been glorified. But the Spirit we have received. Amen. In John 7, it was prophesied. In John 14:16, was again brought to the disciples. This is what the Father is going to send in my name, this Spirit. And in John 20, the reality came. When the second in resurrection blew himself into his disciple, and the disciples received the third, and they had the triune God in their totality. John 20, 22 was the first meeting of the church, was a meeting to exhale and inhale. What did they inhale? They inhaled the Spirit of reality. The body of Christ was born. Amen. We are not a social entity. There is reality. But we need to go forward. We need to live this reality. Number F, only when we touch reality through the Spirit of reality can we live out the body life. Here we need to express the life of the body full of reality in our living. Number four, Roman numeral four. If we would be in the reality of the body of Christ, we need to have the Spirit of reality constituted into our being. So the goal of the Spirit of reality is to constitute this Christ, to make of us reality. Reality. Amen. How good that in these verses, in John 14:20, in that day, the day of His resurrection, in that day, the disciples would know that He was in, that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Besides that, He said, I live, also you shall also live. We're going to share one same living with the triune God. I am in the Father, you and you in me, and I in you, because I live, you shall also live. He didn't leave us as orphans. He came as a Spirit of reality. so we could share the same living with the triune God. He did not leave us as orphans to be in the reality. To be in the reality of the body of Christ is to have the spirit of reality brought into us and constituted into our being. Here, the Father of glory is full of the riches of his glory. He strengthens us through this spirit of reality that is full of glory. And then his Son of glory can make his home in our hearts to fill us with this glory. In verse 21, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus. To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus. What a way Paul has of finishing this sentence. Paul was in another sphere. Paul was in the church full of glory. Do you see it, the church full of glory? I think next to you there is a lot of glory. There is a lot of glory. The economy of God is founded on faith. Why does Paul end the sentence this way? Because now the church is full of glory. And this glory is returned to the Father in this expression. How wonderful. The Father, Ihar, Spirit of glory. Through the Spirit of reality, he wants to fill the church with his glory until we all can say, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus. In number 5, Romans, to end. The reality of the body of Christ. Another definition of the body of Christ. What is the reality of the body of Christ? The reality of the body of Christ is the reality in Jesus. The reality that is in Jesus. The spirit of reality is transmitted to us, to the body of Christ. The reality that is in the body of Christ is the reality that is in Jesus. Letter A. The reality in Jesus is the actual condition of the life of Jesus as recorded in the 4 Gospels. In Ephesians 4:21, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught in him as the reality is in Jesus, so the reality of Jesus has been imparted to us in an essential manner to be lived through us and to be expressed in everything that we do in our living. What is this about the reality being the reality that is in Jesus? This means that the life of Jesus is a model. The life of Jesus is a model. The body of Christ has to live as the model lived. As the model lived. In letter B, the essence of the life of Jesus is reality. Remember, he came full of grace and reality. In him was life, and life was light. But that life came in the form of grace, and that light was expressed as the truth as reality is light expressed. In him there is life, light, grace, reality. Now he lived this in his human living, so that it could be a model for us, an example for us, so that we could live as the example. Gentiles live in vanity. They're eating wind. But we eat reality. let us see, the reality in Ephesians 4:24 is the personification of God. Not only the essence of God, but also the personification of God, the corporification of God. This reality was exhibited in the life of Jesus. The human living of Jesus was according to the reality, that is, according to God Himself. Who was Jesus? He said in John 6:57, "As the living Father has sent me." As the living Father has sent me, and I live because of the Father. He decided to set his life aside, to deny his life all the time, to live by the life of the Father. Some opposers came to him in John 8, and they said so many things, and he said, "I have a lot of things to say and judge about you," but he remained quiet. So the Father asked him to be quiet. "I don't want to say anything now. And I live because of the Father. Therefore, who eats me, he also shall live because of me. His living shall be our life, our living." Oh, he didn't speak his own words. He didn't search his own glory. He didn't do his own will. What an example, what a model, what a pattern. He was living constantly in the presence of the Lord. In John 8, he said, "Who sent me is with me." He has not left me alone. He trusts the Lord and God all the time. He didn't trust in himself. No matter what his situation or persecution was. Oh, how I like John 14 when he says, "The prince of this world, but in me he has nothing." In other words, Satan, the prince of this world, had nothing in no opportunity, no hope, no possibility, nothing in him. He was the reality. God was with him in number 3. God was with him and he was one with God and expressed God. This is the meaning of the reality is in Jesus. Number D, the way that the Lord Jesus lived on earth is the way that the members of the body of Christ should live today. Is the way that the members of the body of Christ should live today, the way the Lord Jesus lived in every aspect of our life. Our lifestyle should be full of this reality that includes so many things that I have no time to mention. But in number 1, our standard of living must be according to the reality in Jesus. It would be good to ask the Lord, my level of living, is that in accordance with the reality in Jesus? The reality that Jesus lived out when he was on earth? How good that he's making us a multiplication of that reality. What is the body of Christ? The multiplication of the reality that is in Jesus. That's why we need to learn Christ and be taught in him to live a life of reality. We need to learn Christ and be taught in him to live a life of reality. What does it mean to live a life of reality? We have these verses in 2 John 1. The elder love with truthfulness, with Alicia, with reality. The spirit of reality had duplicated the internal parts of Jesus in this brother. In 2 Corinthians 11, Paul says, by the truthfulness of Christ that is in me, I can live the reality that is in Jesus. Amen. Number three, as members of the body of Christ, we should live a life of reality, as the reality is in Jesus, a life of expressing God. The reality that is in Jesus as our pattern becomes our reality. Number four, the reality in Jesus should be duplicated in his many members so that they may live corporately in the reality of the body of Christ. How are we going to live, brothers and sisters? In the reality that is in Christ. The Lord's heart beats for this, that we might live corporately in the reality of Christ. Finally, in this conference in 1994, Brother Lee opened this word about the reality of what can we do about the light of this revelation. What are we going to do about this? The only way we can reach to the summit is prayer. I ask that you should consider with reverence this matter. That you should consider this matter with reverence. May the Lord be merciful unto us. May we bring this word to the Lord so that we can be introduced more into the reality of the body of Christ, the churches in Puerto Rico. Should be more introduced into the reality of the body of Christ.